Okay. So I want you to just continue to be in the mood of prayer. Okay. So before I introduce myself, I want to begin with this song, which I know you've not heard it before. It's just one of my songs, but I just want to use it to ask God to take control of whatever we are doing this evening. So just continue to be in the mood of prayer as God's word is about to come to us. The scripture says in Psalm 119, the entrance of the word of God gives light. And Jesus says, the word I speak to you, they are spirits and they are life. And Peter, our friend, St. Peter, he said, Lord, to whom shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we have come to know and we believe. And therefore, Lord, even as your word comes to us this evening, we pray that you will touch our hearts. It is only your word that has got the power to transform lives, to change lives. Lord, we ask you to come in your power, your Holy Spirit, to dwell in our hearts. Let your power come down in this place. Let your spirit come down in this place. Lord, we need your anointing in this place. Please come and take control. Let your anointing come down in this place. Let your spirit come down in this place. Lord, we need your anointing in this place. Please come and take control. Come down, we need your anointing, come down. We need your anointing, come down. Lord, we need you at this hour. Come and fill our hearts. And let your words, O God, transform our hearts today. That from today we will see the need to develop a personal relationship with you. So that at the end of our lives here on earth, Almighty God, we'll be able to reunite with you. And we'll be rewarded with the crown of glory, which your word says that you have prepared for us since the beginning of the world. Receive all glory, receive all adoration, all praise be unto your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, dear friends, I welcome you to this evening, and I just want to briefly introduce myself. Already a lot of you know me, and for those who do not know me, I am Father Alvan Ebay, not E-B-A-Y, it's I-B-E-H, okay? And I belong to a religious family, known as Sons of Mary, Mother of Mercy, which was founded 50 years ago in Nigeria by a Nigerian bishop. And we are here on mission in the diocese, so working with the rest of my brothers. And we are based in St. Mary's, Great Yarmouth, and St. Peter's, Gorston. So we are taking care of the two parishes. So I'm one of the assistant priests here, and also the Catholic chaplain at James Spiders Hospital, which is, that's where I spend most of my time, actually, and I'm really enjoying it. It has been a lovely time, you know, working as the chaplain. It has been an interesting experience so far. And I think that's all I have to say, because I've got only 30 minutes to speak, so I don't want to go on and on and on. So if you want to know more about me, just Google Father Alvan. Google will tell you the rest. Okay, so today we'll be speaking on the topic, developing a personal relationship with God. I just put it as a Catholic, but we are Christians, okay? We all are Christians. So let's say developing a personal relationship with God as a child of God, as a Christian, and also as a Catholic. And I would want us to begin by reading from the scriptures. And I will be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, from verse 27 to 29. Mark chapter 8, 27 to 29. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Scriptures, the Amplified Bible. And it says, "And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that I am?' And they answered him, 'John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets.' And he asked them, 'But who do you yourselves say that I am?' Peter replied to him, 'You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.'" So Jesus has been walking with his disciples. They've been following him everywhere. But then he wanted to know if actually they know who he was. And he asked them, "Who do people, you have been associating with people, you have been meeting with them, you have been going to church, you have been listening, who do people say I am?" And they gave, you know, the opinions of, you know, people. Okay, the priests say you are this, you are one of the prophets. People say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah. And Jesus asked them a personal question. And I believe that's the same question he is asking us today. Who do you say I am? It's not what the priests say. It's not what you hear on the television. It's not what you have read. Who do you? Meaning, do you have a personal relationship with me? There's a saying in my language that it is only the person who is close to someone who has got mouth odor that can perceive the odor from the person's mouth. So if you are far, if I'm having mouth odor and you are far from me, you wouldn't be able to perceive what is coming out from my mouth. But it's only when you are closer that you'll be able to know that I actually have mouth odor. So what is personal relationship? So I would say personal relationship with God is just like a personal relationship with anyone else in your life. It is a fellowship, love, trust between you and God. It means to know him and be known by him. To know him and be known by him. I believe all of us here, in one way or the other, we are into one relationship or the other. As husbands, as friends, brothers and sisters, we must have experienced a relationship so we know what it means to be in a relationship. And we know that there are certain things that sustain every relationship. You must know the person you are in the relationship with. And that's the same thing in our relationship with God. So ask ourselves, do I have that personal relationship with God as a Christian, as a Catholic? To some degree, this relationship can be determined by how often
I don't matter if I don't see him.
We sense the presence of God in our lives. How often? So how do I know that I have that personal relationship with God? So this can be determined by how often I sense God's presence in my life. So it can be by minutes. So every talking minute, do I see God's presence in my life? Every minute of the day. Do I see God's presence in my life? Do I perceive him around me every minute? It can be hourly, so frequently during the day. So how often during the day do I think about him? Do I see him in everything happening around me? Do I see him in everyone I encounter every day of my life? It can be daily, so some time during each day. It can be weekly, so some may remember God only once in a week, and that may be on a Sunday. So because maybe the church has said, you must be at Mass on Sunday. If you don't come to Mass on Sunday, you have sinned. So I see coming to Mass as an obligation and not as a relationship. I see it as, I have to come because, the church has said I have to come on a Sunday. If not, I have to go to confession. But I don't see it as this is a place where I meet my lover. This is a place where I have encounter. So I'm coming here not just because anyone has said I should come, but because I have that relationship with him. It can be monthly. Some, only remember God once in a month. It can be yearly. Some, they only come to church once in a year. It can be occasionally, maybe on a Christmas or Easter. So how often do I sense the presence of God in my life? So someone who has developed a deep relationship, intimacy with God, will always sense his presence all the time, every minute of our lives. And for us to develop that relationship, we need to have an encounter. So you can only encounter, you only have relationship with someone when you must have encountered the person. So like we see in the scriptures, Saul encountered Jesus on his way to Damascus, and he developed that relationship with him. We see Abraham, the same thing. He encountered God, he developed that relationship with him. So, and each and every one of us here, I believe, in one way or the other, you must have had an encounter with God, which changed your life. And you see that the way you used to live your life before has completely changed, be transformed because of this particular encounter you had with God. And so that's what we need to pray about this evening. God, I want to encounter you in a special way, and I want to develop that personal relationship with you. I want to develop that personal relationship with you. I want to see you in my life, every details of my life, whatever is happening in and around me, I want to see you in it. So how can we develop that personal relationship with God? In case we are still doubting, I don't know. if I still have, I have that relationship with him, or I used to have that relationship with him, but it's as if something is coming in between that relationship. But before then, we need to ask ourselves, do I know God personally? Now, there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Knowing about God is completely different from knowing God. So someone can know about God, but does not know God. So you can see someone who has got PhD in theology. He knows about God, but he does not know God. He has not developed that personal. So to know God is to develop that personal relationship with him. So we don't just have a head knowledge of him, but he is here, in here. I met someone at the hospital on Tuesday. And actually this person is having mental issues. But then she is very deep in the scriptures. Very deep in the scriptures. And the way she was quoting the scriptures and actually preaching to me, I came to see her, but she turned and started preaching to me. I was asking, what's going on? And she said, yes, it's true, I'm having mental issues, but this is here. It's in my heart and nothing can change it. God's word is in my heart and nothing, even my mental issues can change it, can change it. So it is in here. So we need to ask ourselves, do I just know about God? And that's what Jesus was trying to find out from his disciples. Do you know about me, or do you know me? Who do you as a person, who do you as a Catholic, who do you say God is? And Peter, because he has had that personal encounter with Jesus, remember when he was saved. And he said, you are the Messiah, the anointed one, the son of the living God. Because he has had that encounter, he has had that personal relationship. The others, because they have not, they all kept quiet. They couldn't say anything because they were still in doubt whom Jesus was. But because Peter has had that encounter with Jesus, he spoke up and said, you are Christ, the son of the living God. You are my savior, you have saved me. And in another portion of the scriptures, he says, we have seen, I have seen. It's not just what I've heard, but I have seen with my two eyes and I have come to believe. And nothing can change this belief in you. Nothing, even the trials of life can change this because it is now here. It is not just here. So I don't need to think about it again. I have believed that you are Christ. You are the son of the living God. Nothing will change it again. So that's what, you know, this personal relationship with God does in our lives. So nothing, even the trials of life, cannot take away this from us. You know how it feels when you start to develop a relationship with someone. Sometimes, you can't even sleep because of this person. The level of the relationship, there's a way it will go to, all you are thinking about is this person. Maybe when as husband and wife, when you met each other and started that relationship, I believe you can remember how it was. You can never sleep without calling your man or you're calling your woman. Even when you are sleeping, all you are thinking about is him or her. All that is, he takes over or she takes over everything about you. And that is what God is expecting from us. Let me be in your heart. Let me be in your head. Let me take over everything about you. We are created for this relationship. And the scripture says that we are met for God. We are met. That's why we are met, to have this relationship with him. So now, how do we develop this relationship? I'll give you points by points. So number one, spend time with him through prayer and reading his word. Spend time with him through prayer and reading his word. Now, what is prayer? We all know prayer is like a communication, and there is no relationship that lasts without communication. Remove communication from any relationship, it crashes. So if you're going into any relationship and you don't spend time to call the person, you're not always, there are people every day. I went to visit someone on Tuesday who is at the hospital. And I asked him, okay, so have you heard from your wife? He said, you see, I can't stay a whole day without speaking to her. I can't spend a whole day. We have lived for more than 60 something years, and I have never spent a day without speaking to her. And this is exactly how it should be between us and God. Every day of our lives, he wants to hear from us, and he wants us to hear from him. So there is no relationship that will, you know, progress without communication. Relationship without communication will definitely crash. And we're not just, you know, pray, but we have to listen. And how do we listen? His word. The scripture says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing God's word. So even though we need to speak to him, we also need to sit down and listen to him to direct us. Just as the psalmist says, that your word is a lamp for my path. And he says, without your word, you know, I'll crash, definitely. So God's word is there to sustain us in this relationship of faith. So we need to speak to him and also make our time to listen to him. Today, we see ourselves saying, I am busy. But there is this saying that we can't be too busy than God wants us to be. Remember, God, no one is busier than God. No one. It is just him, but he's in charge of whatever is going on in the whole world. So no one can be more busy than him, but he still has special time for each and every one of us. He gives us a special time. So he has never complained that I am too busy. I'm too busy to take care of you. I'm too busy to listen to you. I'm too busy to heal you. I'm too busy to, you know, listen to your prayers. So he wants us, every minute we give to God is so special to him. And this is the only thing that can sustain our relationship with him. So spend time in prayer, spend time listening to him in his word. So the second point is talk to him, talk to God everywhere. Talk to God everywhere. So don't wait till Sunday to talk to him. Don't wait till when you go to Mass in the morning to talk to him. Don't wait till the end of the day when you kneel down to talk to him. Talk to him everywhere. He is everywhere. He is everywhere. Because as long as we carry him in our hearts, then we know that, you know, we can always talk to him everywhere. God is our friend, a special friend. He doesn't mind when you are driving to work, you are speaking to him. When you are in the kitchen, you are speaking to him. On your bed, you are speaking to him. In the garden, you are speaking to him. The scripture says he is ever present helper. So let us know that he is always there with us. Remember, he says in the scripture that I will never leave nor forsake you. I will never leave nor forsake you. So even at that difficult moment, talk to him. You know, let us express to him how important he is in our lives. There should not be anything, any other thing in our lives that should take the place of God. He is our special friend. So the third point is develop a relationship with others. Develop a relationship with others. It's just like what we are doing here this evening. The scripture says, do not exonerate yourself from the gathering of the brethren. And Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens one another. So we are here to sharpen one another. As they will say, show me who are your friends, and I will show you how close you are to God. If you are always, you know, associating with people who will, you know, who helps to build up your faith, then that relationship, it will help you in your relationship with God. So associate with people who help you to build your relationship with God. So even in this relationship, we do not do it on our own. We do not do it alone. We also need others to help us. We also need others to help us. So we are meant to help one another. So always develop relationship with others, people who you know can help you to, you know, develop your relationship with God. And then number four, listen to God's voice and practice obedience. Just like I've said before, it's not just, you know, speaking to him, but always make our time to listen too. Always make our time to listen. In a relationship, it is not good for only one person to be talking always. It has to be between the two. So you talk to him, you keep quiet, you listen, and he speaks to you too. And number five, be willing to trust him with all your heart. Be willing to trust him with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all you do, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. In this relationship, we should be willing to trust God in all things, absolute trust and dependence on God. It's not as if you are not trusting him in all things because, you know, you can't do things yourself, but he wants you to put all your trust in him. Even in those things you think you can do yourself, put your trust in him. Before you begin a meeting, hand it over to him. Before you begin a task, hand it over to him. You know, put all your trust in him. Why? Why do we put our trust in him? Remember 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, on Sunday, we were told that cursed is the man who puts his trust in men, but blessings on him or her whose trust is in the Lord. And the psalmist says, since I was old, even now I'm getting young, I have never seen anyone who puts his trust in the Lord disappointed. And that is why we put all our trust in him. So even when things are okay, when things are not, put your trust in him. So all these things helps us to develop our relationship with God. And remember, without him, the scripture says in John chapter 5, verse 15, cut off from me, you can do nothing. But then one thing we need to understand is that having this personal relationship with God is not an assurance that things will not be difficult for us. It's not an assurance that life will be so easy for us. It's not an assurance that everything will be working the way we want. No. Remember, Jesus says that in the world, you will have trials, you will have temptations, but do not be afraid, for I have overcome the world. So Jesus did not promise us a safe takeoff, but he promises us a safe landing. So today, my dear friends, let us learn to put all our trust in Lord. Let our prayer every day be, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to know you more. In everything I do, I want to put you first. In everything I say, let it be things that will give glory to your holy name. I don't know if I still have. Am I on time? Our yes, timekeeper.
Yeah, that's great, Father Alvin. Thank you. Thank you. You shared some lovely thoughts with me. Thank you very much indeed.
But before I finish, I would want us to say this prayer with me. So I'll lead and you say after me. So this is a prayer for a deeper relationship with God. So ask God to help us to have that deeper relationship with him, that nothing else will be able to take up his place in our lives. So we pray, Almighty God, I pray that I will take into a deeper relationship with you.
I pray that I will go into a deeper relationship with you.
A more meaningful relationship with you.
A more meaningful relationship with you.
Where I will grow in faith. Hear the still small voice within my soul. Help me to be attentive to your call. That will cause me to walk in your righteousness. Open the eyes of my heart. May I see the many blessings you bestow on me. Especially the very small ones that I sometimes take for granted. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.